Hey guys, what's up? My name is Anthony, and welcome to another edition of B&A Sports Talk. So today, I wasn't going to upload. I was going to do it tomorrow, but I went two videos in 2 days. I kind of want to preview the Giants game tomorrow, kind of tell my picks because, actually, no, it's Friday. I was going to say tomorrow's Saturday. I really want it to be Saturday with the little work, whatever. today, I want to talk about kind of where I see. I like making these videos every once in a while. It's just a project into the future about where things are going to go. You know, I do a video every single year. What's the QB situation like going to be next year? So like a year and a half from now, what's it going to be like? But I have some theories about where people are going to go. So let's start off with Russell Wilson. Now, there are a lot of rumors to the Giants. I think it's like, I won't call it too good to be true, but I just think those rumors are kind of overblown. But Seattle wants to go to a major city, and one, you know, major cities like Miami. Tom Brady was thinking about doing Miami. Los Angeles, but they're kind of, you know, I feel like I have low energy right now, but like they're all kind of bent up, like they have their quarterbacks, maybe not with Matthew Stafford, I don't know, but yeah, I really do think he's going to either go to Miami or Carolina. Obviously, you don't want to trade him in conference, but you know, if the Carolina, they're really aggressive, they're building that offensive line a little bit, it could be better. You know, you have some pieces there that they had to kind of finagle. Your right tackle that you thought would be, I think Brady Christensen's now at guard, you know, Taylor Moten not having the best season, but still fairly solid. So they have pieces there. And I think they want somebody who can execute the offense, which is why I can also see Jimmy G going here. Him or Jimmy G, I can really see landing with the Panthers or Miami. It's kind of like an either or. Jimmy G, I just see frustrating Miami in a way. It's like, I think Brian Flores will have a high tolerance for that. But I think Jimmy G, they brought in Teddy Bridgewater. Things went all right. And I realized, like, this year, like, oh, things aren't really going. We need a quarterback that's going to be able to, you know, execute, that we're not going to have to worry about, that, you know, has veteran experience. And I think that type of guy in Jimmy G is going to be valuable there. And or I can also see them making a big splash to get a Russell Wilson. So they have enough draft picks, I think, to go after him. And they're going to have enough money. I think they may even want to package a deal with, you know, Christian McCaffrey, because he's injured. You may be like, oh, he's injured for the rest of the year. Just sit him down, and you're going to be able to find a running back of decent value. It doesn't really matter if it's on the roster now, or you're going to have to find it later. So those are kind of the two things I was thinking. And then this is going to be a pretty short video, isn't it? But it's just belabor, you know, whatever. Ben Roethlisberger, I think, is going to retire. And then you have the opening with the Steelers, and I think Teddy Bridgewater is a good option there. Now, the wind kind of concerns me a little bit with Teddy B., but he's in Denver. I guess Denver, you do get the altitude and you actually go further. That's where Peyton was successful. Yeah, so it is a little bit of an issue. But the Steelers are going to look for a bridge guy. Bridgewater, the ultimate bridge quarterback, is Dwayne Haskins, is Mason Rudolph, is Duck Hodges. No, none of them are going to end up, you know, being the next guy. So I think they're going to wait because they're not going to have the amazing draft pick. They might go after, they may do like a Teddy Bridgewater, then a Matt Corral type thing. But Teddy Bridgewater is a free agent after this year. I can see him signing him to like a 1 year, $10 million deal, similar to like a Tyrod Taylor signed, maybe even Tyrod Taylor. But yeah, so that's how I kind of see them going, because Big Ben kind of has seen better days, and they have weapons on this team. You bring in a cheap free agent, you spend your first two picks on offensive linemen, all of a sudden it's like, yeah, things are revitalized. All of a sudden the Steelers that are going to be .500 this year can potentially win the division next year. So I think it's going to be a quick fix, quick rebound. Not even like a rebuild, just a quick retooling. And they're going to move on from the Big Ben era without like their number one guy. But they may drop the guy in like the third round, but then again, they may not, because they learned their deal from like Mason Rudolph. It's like the guy, you're going to try to find Russell Wilson's in the third round, but really it's kind of hard to find those. And then Aaron Rodgers, he's just going to stay. I think they're going to negotiate the contract. That's what kind of feels like now. Kind of feels like they're made for each other. Like, you know, we go through all these bad times, but, you know, especially if they win the Super Bowl, like that's going to be like, yeah, you definitely need to stay. Like, how are you going to win the Super Bowl and then just leave? What quarterback has done that in the past? I mean, I guess Peyton, but he like retired, and a couple other quarterbacks retired. Who like wins? Usually they double down on you for like the wrong reasons as well when you win the Super Bowl. But yeah, if Aaron especially makes it to the Super Bowl this year, I mean, if he loses the Super Bowl, that just sucks. But if he wins it, you already know the deal. So those are kind of the quarterbacks. I already mentioned Russell Wilson with Miami. And then finally, you have Deshaun Watson with the Broncos, and then we'll kind of, I kind of want to talk about Giants after this, just kind of get my thoughts out. But Deshaun Watson, I have him join the Broncos. Again, another aggressive team. He has Drew Lock. They don't trust Drew Lock. They have him throw one pass, and all of a sudden he has like a stupid mistake. It's like they don't trust him. They realize they're going to package. I forgot that Deshaun Watson is still part of the Texans, but they're going to trade a couple firsts, may throw in, a developmental quarterback in Drew Lock in there. But ultimately, it's going to be pure draft picks. I think right now it's going to be two firsts and like a second. But it depends on what comes out of the trial. And they don't have an amazing draft pick, but again, that great draft class. So, yeah, Denver is going to be, they're one of those teams that's really monitoring this Deshaun Watson case. And it's kind of weird. He hasn't played all year. Those are the main quarterbacks who are going to move. You can start saying like Jared Goff. I think they're just going to keep him as a guy that's going to teach or like mentor or whatever the guy behind him. And he's eventually going to be gone after 2-3 years after they can finally move off his contract. And that's pretty much it. And I want to discuss this with Daniel Jones because I feel like every single day I come up with like a new theory about him. But he really needs to just... He misses a lot of throws, open throws, and that's why I feel like the Giants aren't confident in him. He can't read the field that much. You know, with other quarterbacks, when they come into the offense, all of a sudden they're like, oh, wait, they're throwing it deeper. No, because they're seeing the field better. I don't know what it is about Daniel Jones. Sometimes a guy breaks open. He hasn't – either the coaches are telling him to think short, but he needs to get that report. I want to see him just throw it downfield. I want to see you – throw downfield and be the wrong decision, then throw short and it be the wrong decision, I guess, or the right decision. I'd rather just see you throw deep. I want to see you read the field and like, oh, wait, the guy shaded kind of late. But there's a play that Bobby Skinner broke down on Talking Giants where the corner broke on Saquon Barkley in the flat, kind of like a flat, like slant route. I forgot exactly what it was. And you had Darius Slayton just wide open because the cornerback went there, and then the cover corner, the safety had two guys to cover, you know, and he can't cover both, and the one guy was open. So Daniel Jones needs to get better with that. People are like, oh, it's the offense, but I notice when other quarterbacks come in, they throw it a little bit deeper, you know, because they read the field, they know the guy's open. And Online Big Blue is right, you know, Daniel Jones needs to see downfield, he needs to do that sort of thing. It's 7 minutes, man. Power through like the next minute. But yeah, hope you guys enjoy this video. I'll have my picks up and stuff like that later. I like Kim Masu video is like 20 minutes, but I apologize. This is just kind of my thoughts. The Giant, let's do a live update because I think it'd be kind of cool to be like, oh, that's where he was, you know. It's 11 o'clock at night, or what time is it, 10:27, and the Cowboys, please say they're losing. I haven't checked. The last time I checked it was like 10-7. Okay, it's 13-10. New Orleans has the ball, and by this point this information is useless. Did Dak throw an interception? No, Taysom Hill did. Okay. All right, hopefully you guys did enjoy this video, this whole podcast, and subscribe to my YouTube channel, and good night, I guess, or good morning, whenever you're watching this. Bye, guys.